Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that could last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Well, guys, it's a new year, 2020, and the Steve Harvey Morning Show family is growing. Let's welcome South Bend, Indiana, WUBU-FM, Mix 106, today's fresh mix of R&B and old school. Welcome.
Nice.
Yes, yes. WJJX-FM, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Steve, 102-JJX. Yeah. That's today's R&B and old school.
I love it now, though.
What? Yeah. What do you mean now?
Love Mississippi now.
That's great.
The past is the past.
Yeah. And finally, KTCX-FM in Beaumont, Texas, Magic 102.5.
Yeah.
The Golden Triangle's big station.
Beaumont.
Yeah.
What's up, Kevin Alexander?
I used to kick it in Beaumont.
Beaumont.
I-10, baby. Yes.
Yeah. Got right.
That's love.
New
members.
Thank y'all. Yeah, welcome.
That's great.
Welcome.
We appreciate you. Yeah. Well, what we're going to do now is the Strawberry Letter. Listen, this is how we do it. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, all you have to do is submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. It's just that simple, okay? And we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Love it when you pop it.
That's for you, Jay.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, new life. Subject, new year, new life. Question mark. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 29-year-old man, and I've been married for 7 years. My wife and I have two young children. I have cheated several times, but each time, it was just for a quick thrill. I started hanging out with a coworker in February of 2019, and this was more than a quick thrill. I started developing real feelings for her shortly after we met, and I realized that she was the woman I'd always dreamed of. She made me want to be a better man, and I started eating healthier, going to the gym, and I opened up to her emotionally. She allowed me to completely express my feelings to her without judgment. She showed me that it's okay for a man to be vulnerable and to feel overwhelmed at times. She brought a level of happiness to my life that I never had before. This time I was cheating emotionally because this woman and I had never had a sexual relationship. I told her I wanted to be with her, and she told me that if I ever left my wife, I should do it because my marriage had truly run its course, not because I wanted to be with her. She suggested we take a break so I could focus more on my family. I haven't seen her in 6 months because she has moved across the country, but I think about her every day. I constantly go back and forth mentally about ending my marriage to pursue a relationship with this woman. She made me a better man for my wife and my family, but I just don't have the same feelings for my wife. When I talk to the other woman, I feel so alive and happy. She has fallen in love with me too, but wants me to do what's best for me and my family. There are so many things to consider. It's a new year, and I could have a fresh new start. But would it be selfish? Please help. Come on. You know everything about this, what you're doing, is wrong. You know that. Cheating for a quick thrill or emotional cheating, whatever. You're being disloyal to your wife, to your family, to your two precious young children. And guess what? This is how affairs start like this, okay? Make no mistake. What you're doing is cheating foreplay. The only reason it's not going all the way, or it hasn't gone all the way, I should say, is... it's not because you haven't tried or because you don't want to. You say in the letter that the lady said no because she wants you to focus on your family. And she moved across. She moved far. So you've tried. It just hasn't worked in your favor. That might not last because did you say in the letter that she's in love with you too? But she's still holding out, so hopefully she'll continue to hold out because I agree with her. You need to do what's best for your family. You're already doing what's best for you. I disagree with her on that part. You've been doing what's best for you and only you. That's why I can't even believe you fixed your pen to write these words. Do you think I'm being selfish? Is it selfish? You know you're being selfish. Look what you've done. I mean, you know, your wife doesn't know about it according to your letter. You haven't mentioned that she knows about it or anything. But I'm sure, you know, she's feeling something with all the changes that you've done, going to the gym and eating healthier and all that. Your wife knows something. I mean, you're wrong for putting your family through all of this. You really are. And you need to get it together. If you want this other woman, then do it the right way. And that would be to divorce this woman if this is who you truly want. But I think you should concentrate on your family. And yes, I do think you're selfish. Steve?
Well, Shirley, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to try to understand where he's coming from, because I think I understand where he's coming from. 29, been married 7 years, two young children. You know, when you get married that young, man, whew, it's so much that you done missed out on. It's kind of hard not to try to get it back. It just is difficult in real life. Now, he says he done cheated several times on his wife and everything. But now he got this coworker, and it's different. And he done started developing real feelings for this girl and realized that she was the woman that I'd always dreamed of. See, that's the problem we got, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says she made me want to be a better man, and I started eating healthier, going to the gym. And opened up to her emotionally. Dog, what? That's what threw me a little bit.
Oh, no.
You should have been eating right.
All right, Steve. We're going to have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject of today's Strawberry Letter, new year, new life, question mark? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, new year, new life.
Well, the only recap is we got this 29-year-old man that's been married 7 years, got a wife and two kids. He done cheated on her before, but this time he got a coworker in February 2019 and is more than just a quick thrill. Now, they haven't even had sex, but they done met each other and he realized that she's making him a better man, got him eating right, going to the gym, you know, and he's opened up to her emotionally. And then the woman, he says that she allowed me to completely express my feelings to her without judgment. See, when you're in a relationship, you got in early. You've been married 7 years. You got married when you was 22. So you missed out on a lot of stuff in life. That's what happens to young people when they get married or when they get in a committed relationship. They miss out on so much that they wind up that they try to go back and recapture it. And that's what didn't happen to you. So you done had some affairs you shouldn't have had, and now you got another one. But now this woman a little bit different got you thinking this is the woman of your dreams, right? Then he says, she brought a level of happiness to my life that I never had before. God, dog. Now, Shirley, I know you don't like this, but boy,
there
are people listening to this going, oh, God, I know that feeling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That you've never had before, a level of happiness. And this time he's cheating with this woman emotionally because the woman and I have never had a sexual relationship. But he won't to, though.
Yeah.
I told her I wanted to be with her, and she told me if I ever left my wife, I should do it because my marriage had truly run its course, not because I wanted to be with her. Did you hear that advice right there? She told him, let's take a break so you can focus on my family. I ain't seen her for 6 months because she's moved across the country. I think about it every day. I constantly go back and forth mentally about ending my marriage to pursue a relationship with this woman. The woman just told you, mm-hmm. Don't end your marriage. End your marriage because it's run its course. Don't end your marriage to be with me. The woman don't want that. She kind of a smart girl. She ain't had sex with him. She know he's a good guy, but she's really trying to help his family out. She keeps giving him advice to make him a better husband, better family. Because then he turns around and he says, she made me a better man for my wife and my family. Well, see, bro, that was the purpose of meeting her. That was the purpose. You can't have everything now. Her meeting you was to bring you into a light about yourself to make you a better man for your wife and your family. But now you don't have the same feelings for your wife. And when I talk to the other woman, I feel so alive and happy. Now you say she done fell in love with you too, but want me to do what's best for me and my family. She trying to keep you at bay, dog. You're taking the gift that she gave you of being with your family and your wife, and you don't want that. You want her to. But she just told you, don't leave me. Don't leave your wife for me. Leave your family because it has run its course. And, bro, because you want her, you trying to make it run its course. Now, you talking about this 2020 new year and all this here. So many things to consider. It's a new year, and I could have a fresh start. But would it be selfish? Please help. Okay, listen to the statement you made. You could get a fresh start. What your kids gonna do for fresh starts? What's your wife gonna do for a fresh start? See, the only one getting a fresh start is you.
Selfish.
So yes, it is selfish. And yes, you have to do a lot of things in life that you don't want to. Now, dog, you could leave your wife and your kids for this other woman, but you gonna pay for that. Oh, you're going to pay for that. You're going to pay dearly for that, little brother. And you're only 29. Listen to me. You're going to pay for that. So now, if you want to pay for it, go ahead. But you ain't going to believe the price because it's high. The problem with sin, like I've always said, it costs you more than you want to pay and make you stay longer than you want to stay. The payment for sin, it's Jesus, Father God, help me. I've been alive 6 decades. All of them ain't been wonderful. So I have enough experience to tell you, partner, don't mess up a whole damn decade. Yeah. Wow. I've messed up some decades, partner.
You don't want a bad decade.
A bad decade is a long time.
That's a long time.
I've had 6 of them, and I've messed up a couple of decades. Listen to me. It's a long time.
It is.
Man.
That's 20 years.
Stay home. Stay with your family. Make it work.
Hello.
Listen to the advice of that woman. Yeah. Be better husband. Mm-hmm. Refresh and rekindle your relationship. You loved it before.
Hell.
But when it's making hell, it just sure gets stale. Oh, I've been in hell too long.
All right. Listen, guys, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter New Year, New Life? At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Stay with your wife, dog. You will throw yourself into a decade of hell.
That's on demand. Coming up at 46 after the hour, Jay has murdered another hit. This one is dedicated to our beloved cat dog of the show, the Dallas Cowboy fans out there, okay?
The best Christmas ever.
We're going to hear it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.